Should the cabin lose pressure, oxygen masks will drop from the overhead area. Please place the mask over your own mouth and nose before assisting others. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast, the show focused on the overworked, overwhelmed, and underappreciated HR professional. And now, here is the host of our show, the Boss Builder, Mac Monroe.
Well, hello, and welcome to this episode of HR Oxygen. Right now, if you're listening to this, there are probably two scenarios you're experiencing. Number one, you are in your car heading off to work, a little bit stressed out about the day ahead. The other option, of course, is that you've had a long, stressful day and now you are on your way home. Either you're sitting on a train with your headphones on or you're sitting behind the wheel of a car stuck in traffic. You've already listened to the news updates and now you simply want to unwind. And so what I'd like to do is take you on a little journey. I want you to put yourself back in the mid to late 1800s. You're living on the East Coast of the United States, maybe a place like Philadelphia, maybe New York. The cost of living is high, you are worried about quality of life for your family, and you read in newspapers and you see it in print that there are opportunities out west. There's farmland, there's areas to grow, there's a gold rush going on in California, and you're starting to think that, you know, maybe life could be better if we all moved further west. So you begin to ask several questions and you start looking for people that have similar ideas as you, and before you know it, there's a group of you who decide you want to move further out west. Now, because you're in the mid to late 1800s, of course, we don't have car or air travel. And so the only way you're going to be able to pull that off is to haul all of your possessions across the country to areas out west. It's not a good idea to travel alone. So what you do is you get enough of your friends together, pool your resources, you come to another central gathering point, there's more people with similar ideas, and you find a group of people who are willing to escort you across the country further out west. Now, there are going to be some perils on your journey. There is the whole idea of climate. It's going to be cold or it's going to be hot, depending on what time of year you're going to travel. There are also rumors of some of the indigenous people in some of those territories that are not particularly friendly, and so you're going to have to cross those areas as well. And then, of course, when you get to where you're going out west, you're going to have to find a place to live, buy some land, build a place. But it doesn't matter, because just like right now, as you're sitting stuck in traffic, you're realizing something has got to change. So after you get everybody together, you form what is called a wagon train. You have all of your possessions in a wagon. You're sitting there, horse is pulling it. There are multiple wagons. You begin your journey. Sure enough, as you get to different parts of the Dakotas, you start to hear rumors that there could be some very unfriendly tribes. And this concerns you because your entire family and everything you own is in this wagon. Well, as you're driving along, you suddenly hear a bunch of yelling and screaming, and you notice coming over the top of a ridge anywhere between 50 and 100 men on horses, feathers, they've got spears, they're yelling and they're headed right for you, and they are definitely not there to greet you and welcome you to their area. Well, very quickly, the guide of your group gets all the wagons to circle up. The circle's not that big because there's only about 10 or 15 wagons, but with everybody in a circle, that means horses tied up to wagons, men in the party can grab their rifles and defend. You have almost a perfect perimeter around the valuables and family members inside of the circle. This is referred to as circling the wagons. It is a very defensive posture. It's something that is done to preserve life and to preserve a person's goods, their savings, their wealth, everything that they have. Now, what I just described to you is seen in Western movies, and I would imagine if you were traveling along, you would have experienced this a few times. Where are we talking about it now? I don't know if you know this, but the same thing happens in organizations today. At Boss Builders, we find ourselves working with companies in different industries, different areas, different company sizes. And I can tell you personally, from having worked in a couple of HR departments before I started my business back in 2004, that I did see and I continue to see the same phenomena, and it happens with HR professionals. So I'll give you a typical scenario that we see. We have a company that is trying to find a new HR director. They had one that just did not work out. There was tension, there was conflict, there was all sorts of different problems. And so eventually this HR director decided either to move on their own accord or they were told to leave. And now there is high hopes for whoever is going to take that role and be the new HR director and work with the existing HR staff. Well, of course, that new HR director comes in with big aspirations, big plans, big hopes. And what they do is they begin to build rapport and relationships with the managers of the organization. And everything seems to be great. And the one common refrain that they continually hear is, thank goodness you're here. Because when whoever was there before, there was always tension. There was always conflict. They always told us what we could and couldn't do. And I'm so glad you're here to support us. I wish we could end the story here, but the story never ends here. This is where the story begins. And then what happens is, as time goes on, and it usually doesn't take but maybe a couple of months, there has that one or two occasions where that new HR director has to tell a manager, no, you can't do that. No, I can't get that for you. No, I can't move any faster getting these things done. And that's where things begin to go wrong. And what happens is the manager tells their fellow managers, hey, the new HR director definitely doesn't support us. In fact, I think she's even worse than the person we had before. And then you start finding that doors are being closed that you need to get through. And as an HR professional, you're wondering why suddenly all of that initial support has gone away. You don't really know, but every day you get the feeling that you are even more and more isolated. Now, if you have the benefit of having an HR staff, they are probably going to tell you this is exactly what happened before. It is us against them. All those managers want to do is try to break the rules, and it's up to us to make sure they are enforced. And what happens then? You circle up your wagons. You view those managers out there as an attacking horde of indigenous people on a wagon train, definitely intent on driving them out of your area and back into their own, and you put up your defenses. Now what happens is the very problem that started gets even worse, because now those managers say, see, here they go. They band together. They stand together. It's us against them. Now, unfortunately, there's no way out of this problem. The only way out of this problem is that all of the HR staff and all the management staff leaves. If you are new to your role, you have probably discovered this is already happening. And if you have not discovered it, and you've been there for a while, you are fortunate that you have a very supportive environment. Unfortunately, that's not how most companies typically operate. If this is you, and if you find yourself behind those circled wagons protecting your HR staff, I'm going to tell you right now that you cannot protect them. And the very thing that is affording you protection is hurting the processes that the company needs to survive. If you are slowing down your processes out of protest, if you are not moving fast on hiring candidates, if you're slowing down the onboarding process, if you are not getting back to managers in a timely manner, you are creating a massive problem. You're not alone here at Boss Builders, particularly our Boss Builder podcast. We talk to managers about the proper way to view their HR department, their support system. When they come through our Boss Builder Academy or our Driving Results Workshop, we make a huge point of treating your HR staff with absolute respect. That's the respect that you have earned based on the very important job that you have. For those of you that are listening with advanced certifications and degrees, you've worked hard for this. We are working as hard as we can to help managers respect you. You earned it. You deserve it. But what you should probably think about doing is loosening your grip and listening more and There's going to be times where you're going to have to change your process that you have put in place to protect yourself. Believe it or not, you and management are on the same team, and the opponent you are facing on your same team is your competition. And if you are divided inside, your competition is laughing at you. And when your competition supersedes you and takes market share away, and you're losing money, guess who's going to be cut first? It is senior managers that see HR as nothing but an overhead, and overhead needs to be trimmed. So I know this is kind of a dark story. It's kind of a sad story. I would not tell you this story if it were not something that happens with way too much frequency. So if you are right now working in your department and you can relate to the analogy of circled wagons, it's time to think about what impact that is going to have in your organization. And if you just happen to be a manager who's listening in to the HR Oxygen podcast, which, by the way, is not for you, it is for my HR professionals, I want you to understand that this is something you have created that's not healthy. Work together, work as a team. That's what's most important. So for my HR professional who's tuning in, I believe in you and I respect you and I want the world to know how important you are. But starting at a local level, I want your company to know how valuable you are. So loosen your grip. Let me work on the other side of this for you and let's have a much better result. Enjoy the rest of your day and thanks for tuning in to the podcast.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the HR Oxygen Podcast. We hope you found something today that will relieve your stress, feed your soul, and pump you up to face another day. At Boss Builders, we want to let you know that we appreciate the hard work you do every day as an HR professional. And, as a reminder, always make sure to adjust your own oxygen mask before attempting to help those around you. Be well.